How much is the tight end role going to change? You've the past couple of years we've spoken to you, and it's been sort of a group of undrafted guys and guys you're trying to put together. Now you have a big free agent, a first-round draft pick. Does that allow the position itself to change?
As far as what?
In terms of, I guess, the responsibilities, or can you broaden what the tight ends will be doing in this offense?
We certainly hope so. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, our team isn't. You're figuring out who your team is right now. So I can't speak on specifics as far as, we're going to be two and three tight ends on the field. But the more you can change up your personnel groupings through the course of the game, the better off you're going to be, the more the defense has to prepare for you. So last year we were, predominantly three wide receivers, one tight end, and one running back. It doesn't give the defense that much to have to prepare for. So the fact that we've added some additional pieces is certainly hopefully going to help us.
And does Engram's unique skill set allow you to line up your tight end in maybe some different places outside more than maybe you've done in the past too?
Well, I mean, it could, but we don't necessarily need to do that because he can play in line as well.
What that part of his game, what have you seen from him? I know there's not a lot of contact in OTAs, but the willingness, the technique, do you see him being able to develop into at least a blocker that can hold his own?
I certainly believe so. You know, just from what we've seen so far in the short amount of time that we've been going against the defense. But, he shows a very much so a willingness to block and to finish and to strain the way that we're asking our guys to strain. And again, it's not pads, so that will change things to an extent. But I don't see him backing down. He has a toughness and a willingness to go against anybody on our defense, and I'm hoping that's how it'll be through the course of the season.
Has his pass catching been everything as advertised?
Yeah, so far. And he still certainly has some development to go, but he has a good knack for it in the fact that he understands coverage. He understands how the leverage of the coverage is going to change how he needs to run his route. He came in with that, and it's continued to progress from there.
You know, Drill Adams' second year, just watching him out here, it looks like he's a little bit faster. Is that because he's just more confident in what he's doing because he's been here for another year? What kind of jump have you seen from him since he walked in the building?
I think exactly what you said is correct. Once you start feeling comfortable, you can start playing fast. And that certainly has been the case with Jarrell. Now, Jarrell is up and down, as far as his consistency, and that's where he needs to continue to improve. He's working at it, but he's got to continue to improve.
What do you see from Will so far?
That his sometimes you gotta whip Will and get him going. I think he understands that the competition amongst the team now is such where he needs to push himself, and that's a good thing. That is a good thing.
How does Red Ellison's versatility help your group and the team in general in terms of what you're going to try to do this year with having a balanced offense?
Well, I think no matter what, I answered the question similar to this earlier, but the more pieces that you have that can change the way that the defense has to prepare for you, the better off you're going to be. So just having the different weapons in the room is certainly going to help.
Is he more accomplished, you think, blocking on the line or coming out of the backfield and more of that H-back fullback role?
You know, the last couple of years he's been almost exclusively in line. So he feels very confident doing that. And then, just speaking with him, he's always felt confident from the backfield. So, it's something he's very comfortable with, whether it be protection or lead blocking on the backside of zones from the backfield blocking. So he feels good in all areas.
Final one, Engram, I want to jump back to him. Comfortable in terms of the route tree. I know his offense in college was kind of a spreadish type thing. Has he been pretty comfortable taking over the whole route tree that's demanded in this type of offense?
Well, I think he's still working at it. I don't think you can get that, right away. Mm-hmm. But as far as his willingness to learn, willingness to take coaching and then take it right to the field, he's shown that. So that's exciting. When a guy can take what you coach him on the, on the meeting room, on the board, and or off the film, and then take it right to the field, that's a good thing. That shows you that he can process and then compete with it. So it's a good thing.